Hello and welcome to the Witness History Podcast from the BBC World Service with me, Mike Lanchin. Real life stories told by the people who were there. Today, the explosive confessions of a European prince about his extramarital affairs, his illegitimate children, and a multi-million dollar bribe.
The prince is dood. The prince spreekt. The prince is dead. The prince speaks. That was the headline in the newspaper.
It was on December 14th, 2004, that the scoop was splashed across the front pages of the left-wing daily Dutch newspaper, De Volkskrant.
And it was sold out immediately. We had to reprint copies of the newspaper during the day.
The prince in question was Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, husband and consort of the former Dutch queen, Juliana, and father of the then reigning queen, Beatrix. Prince Bernard had died just a few weeks earlier, but in the years leading up to his death, he'd given hours and hours of intimate interviews to two of De Volkskrant's top journalists.
My name is Jan Tromp, an O instead of a U, please. And in those days, I was part of the editing staff of De Volkskrant.
It was back in the late 1990s that Jan and his colleague on the paper, Peter Broeches, came up with their ambitious idea to get an exclusive interview with a top personality who rarely spoke to the press. First on their list was the Pope, but hardly surprisingly, he declined.
And second on the list was Prince Bernard.
Congratulations to Princess Juliana of Holland on the announcement of her engagement to Prince Bernard of Lippe-Biesterfeld. As the royal couple arrived together at the palace at The Hague, Queen Wilhelmina is on the steps to greet her.
Prince Bernard came from a family of minor German nobility and had married the then Princess Juliana in 1937, before becoming prince consort on her accession to the throne in 1948. Like other Dutch royals, Prince Bernard enjoyed immense popularity. He was a flamboyant figure, a jet-setter, with friends in high places around the world. Although he and Queen Juliana had four daughters together, their marriage was always beset by rumours of his other love affairs. But it was in 1976 that the prince plunged the royal family into a major public scandal. A Dutch government inquiry discovered that the prince had accepted $1 million from the US aircraft manufacturer Lockheed to influence the purchase of fighter planes. The government threatened to put Prince Bernard on trial. The Queen threatened to abdicate. Eventually, he was forced to resign from his public duties, though popular opinion in the Netherlands was still largely divided.
It is the Prince of Holland. He did so much for us.
I think it is normal what he did. I think that I did the same, if I had the same position like him.
He has done a lot of good things and, he has now retired from all his functions, and I think that's the correct step.
By the time Jan and Peter approached Prince Bernard with their idea, he was living in relative obscurity with his wife, former Queen Juliana, in a small village in central Netherlands. Queen Juliana had by then stepped down in favour of their daughter, Beatrix, who was keen to prevent further scandal. The prince told Jan and Peter he would talk to them, but it would have to be in secret, and he said nothing could be published until after his death. And so in early 2000, Jan and Peter began almost 4 years of conversations with the royal.
The prince was welcoming us, always with a glass of German beer in his hand. Then there was a guy who came in to bring us coffee or wine. Wine started mostly around 11, 11:15.
It was clear that the prince had plenty to talk about and was eager to tell his side of the story. On the Lockheed bribery allegations, he stuck to his defence that the money hadn't been for him, but for his friends and charitable foundations. But he did make one small admission, says Jan.
You know, I was mad at myself. How could I have been so stupid? I had a certain dosis of overconfidence. That was the lesson learned for me from Lockheed. Well, it sounds pretty sincere to us, though we are almost sure that he knew more about the money.
And then there was the other big controversy. The two journalists decided to tackle head-on the rumours of the prince's serial adultery.
Forgive us to bring it up, but there's rumours and more than rumours that you did have extramarital affairs and a child, a girl living in Paris. Is that true? Yes, of course, that was true. So he told us all about it. And for instance, we asked, but what did your wife really feel? And at that moment, he called her mommy. Mommy understood, mommy accepted it fully.
Why did he call her mommy?
Most of the time, if he was referring to her, it was my wife, the queen. But at that very sentimental moment, it was remarkable. He used the word mommy.
Did you challenge him at all, Jan, at any point, on sort of the morality of what he was doing?
Yes, of course we did, yeah. And, well, his answer was there was no moral problem.
The prince's self-belief, almost arrogance, was unshakable, but he had more to tell.
He interrupted us and he said, "Don't you know, you silly ones, that I have a second extramarital daughter?" "No, actually, our dear prince, we do not know that." "Oh, you're so silly. You're no guys of the world." That was the idea he gave us. So he started to talk about an American woman who gave him an other daughter.
It was a sensational admission. No one knew about that other daughter. But why talk about it now?
For him, it was extremely important to let the people know that he didn't have four daughters, but six. Within that enormous ego he had developed, at a certain moment, he said, "Okay, people may say of me, about me, you were a scam, but people should not call me a no-good."
Jan and Peter spent almost 4 years in conversation with the prince. He told them about intimate details of his marriage to the former Queen Juliana, all the time trying to justify his affairs. Their last meeting was in the summer of 2004, because in December of that year, the 93-year-old prince died. His wife, Queen Juliana, had died 9 months earlier. As agreed, the front page exclusive appeared 2 weeks after his death, under the headline, "The Prince is Dead. The Prince Speaks." It caused a sensation. The Dutch public was fascinated. But not unexpectedly, his daughter, Queen Beatrix, remained tight-lipped.
The Queen was shocked. And the Queen blamed us, of course. We had seduced an old man about things that are not meant for the public. But there is a word in journalism which says, "Publish and be damned." And that was what happened.
So in the end, do you think, looking back, it was a mistake that Bernard spoke to you so openly?
I don't think so. I think he got what he wanted, a publication that drew at least the full attention of the country. He could explain himself to the people for the good and the bad.
Jan Trump still writes for De Volkskrant. He was speaking to me, Mike Lanchin, for this edition of Witness History. And if you'd like to hear more unique voices from history, just search online for Witness History Podcast. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.